Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday, the 12th of February, and yes, we're back. We're back to audio. Feedback says that's what people prefer, and to be honest, it's easy for us. For those that are new to it, basically, it's three ideas in around 3 minutes to help you be dramatically and demonstrably different and get that thinking in your business, because we are in a dramatically and demonstrably different world. For example, did you know that Tainted Love, the hit single by Soft Cell, came out in a date that's nearer World War II than it is today? And yes, there is a link on andyhanselman.com for you to rediscover it if you need to. So let's get cracking. And idea one, I love finding examples of businesses that are making a dramatic difference. And John's Crazy Socks is one of those businesses. John Crone is a 21-year-old Down syndrome guy who wants to run his own business, didn't know what to do. He looked down and realised the answer was at his feet. He'd always worn crazy, colourful socks and said that's what he wanted to do. John's Crazy Socks was born. In his first year, he sold over $1.4 million worth of socks and raised $30,000 for charity. In his first month, he got 452 orders, 10,000 in month three. He now has 1,400 different kinds of socks, including cats, dogs, and yes, Donald Trump. Each order is dispatched the same day with a pack of sweets and a handwritten thank you note from John. And if he can do and deliver them locally, he'll do it. He's created a community of customers who can sign up for Monday's Madness Mystery Bags and the Sock of the Month Club. 5% of his profits go to the Special Olympics, and nearly a third of his staff have a disability. John's really gone big on social media and got something to talk about, really dramatically and demonstrably different business. He's certainly created something people want to talk about and share. And as he says, he's spreading happiness through socks. Check out the link on his story and on his website. We're worth having a look at. Idea two, how annoying are you at work? A new survey by CV Library suggests it's these 10 things. Are you guilty of any of them? Unattractive smells, whether it's leftover food or personal hygiene. Dirty desks. Talking too much, not making the tea, slack timekeeping, coughing and sneezing, please stay at home apparently, personal phone calls, breaking boundaries of personal space and inappropriate jokes, being distracting and licking people's lunches. I'm sure you're not guilty of any of these things, but if you are, stop doing it. It's annoying your people. And idea three is to do this. New research reveals that 67% of meetings attended by the average employee in a small and medium-sized business in the UK are a waste of time. According to a report by STL Microsoft Training, the average employee attends 207 meetings a year and 139 of them are unproductive. That's costing a lot of time. What can you do about it? Well, you could follow our little model of pitter-patter, worth looking at. You'll see a link to it, but avoid the pitter. They're pointless, people are ill-prepared, time-consuming, territorial, egos, it's all about me, and are refusing to say anything about that we're actually wasting our time. Focus on the patter. Purpose, ensure your meeting has clear objectives, everyone understands. Attendees, get the right people there and leave the wrong ones out. Topics, establish some sort of agenda and get the key issues dealt with. Timings, define the times for each topic, start and finish as times and stick to them. Expectations, ensure people know what's expected of them in terms of preparation, contribution, follow-up and results. Check the meeting, deliver what it's set out to do. There's a free toolkit you can download to help you look at this and get everybody on board with making your meetings worthwhile. Have a go at it. See you next week now. Bye.